curious.
Yeah, but you know, honestly, a lot of people that are listening probably don't know your whole back. Yeah, they probably do.
They know maybe my story, but I'll give my story again. It's great story.
We'll give us some little summarized version. So they asked us to talk about our background in hockey and surfing, how we kind of do our daily life, like, and then how to find your voice, and then how you stay true to, like, living your truth.
Following your heart,
yeah. And so I talked about my background, then he talked about his, and then we talked about how we joined Connections. But for the people that don't know, you know, I grew up in California, Arizona, and then I got drafted at 15, moved to Canada at 15, played at 15 to 20 in Canada away from home. At the age of 20, turned pro. And then when I turned pro, bounced around throughout the U.S., the rankings. And then at 23, got asked to go play in Russia. Went and lived in Russia with the Russian army. Zadorova.
You know? I didn't know you were with the Russian army.
Russian Red Army, baby.
I didn't even know that.
Lived in a baza. In a Russian military base.
And then
base.
You got concussions, too. I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so I lived in a Russian military base for the year. For 8 months. I was actually there for 6 months in Moscow. And then next year, went and played in France. This last year, actually. It just ended it like 6 months ago. And while I was in France, like Connor was just saying, I ended up getting two concussions in a matter of 10 days. It was actually heavier than I said it there. I just said I got a concussion. But yeah,
I didn't
two concussions in a matter of 10 days. And that was when I started the podcast in that time. Because I was out and I was like sitting there and I was also going through this whole kind of like spiritual awakening. Not spiritual awakening.
The concussions were
like,
probably a final trigger, like, all right.
Oh, there had been so many things. So listen to this. Let me backtrack a little bit. Before I got the concussions, like I had played in Russia. Russia's the second best league in the world. NHL and then Russia, 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And I had played like a handful of games in Russia. And then I came back to U.S., like dedicated myself. I was like, yo, I'm going to make the NHL. I'm going to do everything that I can. Played in Russia. Felt confident. Came home, like manifested like every single day, writing down whole wall of like how I'm going to do this year, all that shit. Went to a team beginning of the season. Actually, first didn't sign with anybody. Went in on tryouts. Went to the first team that was like almost, it was should have been a guarantee. Should have been like, you know, I made the team, went there, got cut. Went to a second team, a league down. Was like, yo, I'm going to rip this league up. It's going to be okay. I'll get back up there. Went to that team, got cut. Went to the next team, another league down. Went to that team, got cut. And it wasn't because of my performance. It was like I was there and all three of these teams were like, hey, we can't afford you. Or hey, we have too many guys. Our roster is too full. You're not underdrafted. And so that happened. And while that happened, I was like the whole time that was happening, like right when I got to the first place, I had this weird feeling inside me that was like, this isn't anymore. I was like, yo, hockey's not anymore for you, which is like, it was cool. It was good. It was like, yo, this isn't what you want to do anymore. You got more to offer. So then I was like, should I go to France? Do I quit? Do I keep playing? I got the offer to go to France and I was like, look, I don't have any other jobs to do right now. I might as well just go. It's something to do right now. Keep me going. And then like, I can try and figure out what I want to do after. So I went to France and while I was in France, ended up getting those two concussions in 10 days. So that was after there was so many signs that it was like, yeah, we're done. Got two concussions. And when I got the second concussion, it was like,
done. And what about those concussions? What's that look like? Like player slams you, you fly into the ice, boom, hit your head, or what was
Depends.
It?
Depends. Yeah.
What were those two?
The first one was I turned my head a bit, and when I turned back the other way, there was an elbow, so I just ran straight into it, and it was like, whoa, just, you know, a little bit blurry, but like, no, not too bad. Didn't get knocked unconscious or anything. Went off the ice, just felt like woozy. Took a couple days off. I think I took like a week off, and then came back for the next game. Next game came back, went to pick a puck up, like went to like grab a puck that was like in the middle of a group of players. So I had to like kind of reach in. And when I reached in and pulled the puck out and stood up, there was a dude there just coming to crush me straight on. Boom. Took me out. I stood up. I went over to the bench. I skate over to the bench. I get to the bench. And right when I get to the bench, everything just flashes. And I just collapse on the bench. I got back up. Didn't go completely unconscious, but like lost my balance, lost all of it, fell. Got up, went into the locker room, and literally as I was sitting in the locker room when I got there, I was just like, that was the last game to play. That was it. I'm done. And there was no like remorse. There was no like, fuck this. Like, it was just like, that's it.
Wow.
Yeah. That was it.
Wow.
And so then I started the podcast over there going through that. Also had started reading. You know what led me to Untethered Soul was this book called Love Yourself Like Your Life Depends on It, which is what I did the first two podcasts on by myself. Like the Love Yourself Project, because I was going through like, you know, feeling like really down and like feeling upset and like not really feeling confident.
Who wrote that one again?
fuck, I can't tell you. Some dude with a crazy last name. And so I read that book, and I started to, in it, it's like, you know, have the one thought that you come back to, like the anchor thought, be I love myself. So read that book, and then as I was reading the I Love Myself book, someone told me to read Untethered Soul. I was like, fuck it, I'll do it. Started reading Untethered Soul. Literally first chapter, read it, was like, I'm starting this podcast. I need to talk about this. I need to talk to my boys. I need to talk to my friends. And then that was where I started talking to you. And that was where we passed the baton at the talk.
And then he passed me the mic. I took the mic. I grabbed it like this. And then I said something along the lines of, hey, everybody, here I am. Happy to be here. Grateful to be alive. There was a brain-eating amoeba, whole crazy thing. And I'm alive. Today's the 18th day. I might drop dead here on the spot. But backing up, yeah, most people probably heard my story. I was a surfer growing up, rode for Quicksilver from 13 to 19, traveled all over the world, California, mostly contests, but went to Indo, South Africa, all over. It was great. And then I went on a two-year Mormon mission to Siberia from 19 to 21. And then I came home around 22. I was kind of like, oh, what's, you know, what am I doing in life? And I started partying a bit, and then I partied hard for about a year.
It was so funny when you said that.
Pretty serious.
Partied over there in Hollywood.
But yeah, the mission was the greatest thing ever. Siberia, I lived there. The coldest winter ever was like negative 40.
Me and Condor also share the Russia, the Russian bond.
Ну мы говорим по-русски немножко, так что вот так. И так что после этого, after that, the mission, it was really cool because I had all these signs like, oh, God is real for me here in the Mormon church and this and that. But I also met a lot of Muslims who had some great signs where I'm like, wow, that's a pretty serious sign. Like, that might mean the Quran's true. And so then I was like, maybe God helps people in all their different walks of life as long as they're good and positive. So then I've always been a seeker. You know, I've always been a seeker, always looking, observing and looking and wanting the most meaning out of life and the best things out of life and to be the most happy out of life. And then so naturally I started partying in Hollywood. What else would you do? And then I saw that's fleeting. That's not good. Which I already knew, but I guess I just wanted the experience. So now I don't really, you know, party much. It's definitely not the focal point of my life. Go out every once in a while with the boys. But then I started really going after the career, I guess, writing movie scripts, hustling, working hard, real estate, got into crypto, made a killing with crypto, turned 10 grand into 1.3 million. And so I had all this money. I'm like, I got to move to Puerto Rico to, you know, establish citizenship there, take on Act 22 and cash out, make some money. And then while I'm in Puerto Rico, crypto tanks, and I lost my million. I got like, you know, I got a bit left, but I lost the whole mill. And then I was in the fetal position, struggling, super depressed. And then JT hits me up. How you doing? What's up, bro? You good? And I'm like, geez, JT is glowing. This guy is on fire right now. What are you doing? He's like, bro, I'm reading this Untethered Soul and just going after new things in life. You got to check this book out. And then I read it, started reading it. He was reading it. And then we ended up here in Venice together, like a block away.
Yeah.
And then you found me for the podcast somehow. You're like, come on, Conrad.
Yeah.
Dial it in.
Exactly. And then how did we, so then you told your background and then we talked about that. And then we talked about like, you know, finding your heart, finding your purpose. For me, that's, you know, doing meditation and connecting to like that, the best version of you. Even if you don't meditate, just like sit down and write on a piece of paper. If you could do everything that not only helps you, but helps the rest of the world. And that would be like the way that you looked. What would that person look like? Like what would the best possible version of you, if you could do everything in your wildest dreams that not just not ego, not like get cars and get money, but like if you could do something that's empowering to other people and also empowers you at the same time, what would that look like if you let yourself fly to the highest heights? And so when you get that image and you like have that in your mind and you know what that feels like to like live in that kind of place as that person, how do you bring that into your normal life? Like, you know, what does that person do for breakfast? What does that person do? How does he treat other people? How does he go through challenges? How does he treat his girlfriend, his wife, you know, relationships. How do you do all that shit? And then just keep connecting back to that. And that's the way that I've done it. It's like I have that image of like the standard that I want to hold myself to, the quote unquote highest self, like the higher version of me. And I just keep going back to that and being like, is everything that I'm doing right now aligned with that version of me, with like that person that I want to be, that like legend that I want to leave, that legacy that I want to leave behind? Is that what I'm bringing into existence right now in this moment, because I'm choosing to, because everything that you're doing is a choice. And so in doing that, that was when I started doing this kind of shit, moved to LA, got done with hockey, came here, started doing these workouts, started doing this kind of like social media shit, started to take this podcast seriously, bought all this fucking equipment, turned this room into the little podcast room. And then was like, the one thing that I'm missing is a partner in crime, the Condor. And just like a soaring eagle across the way, I could just see this. I could literally just see this mm-hmm. Condor just flying. And I gave him a call. I sent him a message and just said, let's do this shit. Let's rock it. Come try this out with me.
And we did.
Curious.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.